Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Morning Mayhem. My name is Chad Thomas. I'm now joined by Rosemary Anderson. She's the National Chair of the Federated Hospitality Association of Southern Africa. Rosemary, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad. Good morning to you.
Rosemary, we saw in the news headlines that the acting president, David Mabuza, is going into a meeting with the ministerial advisory committee. This always can bode either well or bode negatively for especially your industry. Do you think a further lockdown or restrictions over the December festive season could cause a collapse in your industry? What do you think is going to come out of this meeting with the acting president today?
Chad, I really hope that what comes out of the meeting is that they look at actually managing the pandemic with all the new tools we've got at our disposal, which we didn't have a year ago. Namely, we've got vaccination, we've got far better management than we actually had. We definitely can manage this with regards to vaccination and all the non-pharmaceutical tools at our disposal. And also looking at what is currently happening, where the infection rate is not translating into severe hospitalization or death. So things are totally different from what they were a year ago. And we really hope because of that, they will actually look at things with fresh eyes. And it's just not sustainable to keep on shutting down our economy. We are so bashed and damaged after 20 months of this, we just cannot possibly take any more restrictions.
If we had to have a further restriction, if there had to be further, perhaps, provincial border controls implemented where cross-provincial border movement becomes restricted, what type of an impact could we anticipate the industry having? Because we're hearing huge figures in terms of reservations that have been made compared to this time last year. Have we seen cancellations of these reservations, or are things still on track to be very much different from what we saw last year?
Well, just to tackle your first question, I don't think that there will be interprovincial restrictions just because the new variant is everywhere all throughout South Africa. And it would be a bit hypocritical for us to do that when we're actually complaining. Our government and all of us are complaining that the world is putting restrictions on us. So that, but it's very, very, very unlikely for there to be interprovincial restrictions like there were last time. The one restriction which really does damage our industry is actually the restriction of alcohol. And it's a very interesting thing to have actually seen what happened over this time. You know, you would think that a lovely restaurant that does great food and everyone goes to it for its great food wouldn't be severely impacted when alcohol is restricted from being served there. But we really, really noticed the difference. It was actually only when alcohol was allowed to be sold in restaurants and in hotels and everything else that we actually noted things turning around. And the reason for that is that if you are going to have a lovely expensive steak, you want your glass of wine or your favorite ale or whatever the case with it. So unfortunately, it's a whole experience. It's not just a matter of just the food. So any restriction like restricting alcohol, obviously borders, which I don't think are going to happen. And fortunately, it just totally impacts even the same thing, even with hotels. If you've now booked a lovely stay in a magnificent hotel in Brazilian Natal, and you know that when you go there, you will not be able to have any glass of wine or your champagne at New Year's Eve or anything like that, that is going to make you think twice about wanting to actually go on holiday. So the alcohol, as a South African, we're just so, it's just part of our culture, and it's not an abuse of alcohol, it's the enjoyment of alcohol. And this is the problem. The whole thing has got merged. Abuse of alcohol could never be right, and it is so damaging and causes so much damage to so many aspects of our social lives in social living in South Africa. But with regards to enjoying a drink with causing no harm to anyone or yourself or anyone else, but adding to the experience, which has been done for, as we know, thousands and thousands of years, that is something which is part and parcel of South Africans and which we really cling on to and actually want in our lives. So we really hope they won't go that route at all.
Rosemary Anderson from FedHasa, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. Let's hope that the meeting today comes out with some sound advice and direction from the advisory committee, and that our acting president acts on sound advice and follows the right direction. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks.